This is a true story. Names have been changed to protect the innocent. A shower of eiderdown feathers.
This is the end of my story. The journey here was not straightforward. It began when I fell in love. When the only future I could imagine was happy. I held on to that dream for as long as I could, until my broken body and beaten heart were forced to let go.
A young woman, Ashley, does her makeup in a dressing table mirror. BBC, Murdered by My Boyfriend.
Yeah, seriously, it works. Just ask the universe for whatever it is you want, and if you really, really believe in it, then you get it. Karen did it, and she got 10 grand.
Yeah, because her mum died.
Yeah, 10 grand's 10 grand, isn't it?
That's what I found in my bag when we were getting ready.
What?
Half a kebab.
That's disgusting.
Must have been in there since Friday.
But we didn't have kebab on Friday.
Last Friday.
Shut up, I feel sick.
You know what you're asking for?
You know, love, marriage, babies, my own salon. What would you ask for?
I don't know.
World domination.
I was going to ask for that.
You'll have to fight you for it.
Day one. The four young women make their way to a house party. Ashley hugs a young woman at the party and then joins in the dancing, smiling happily. She greets another friend. Then, as she passes through the bustling house, a young man looks her up and down. Later, Ashley and her friends are dancing while knocking back their drinks under the glare of bright coloured lights. They wave their arms in time to the music, and everything seems to slow as a pulsating blue and green glow bathes Ashley's face. The young man is watching her and nods to a mate, as one of Ashley's friends goes up to her with a broken nail. As Ashley follows her upstairs, the young man catches her attention.
How embarrassing.
Oh my God, did you see that? Jamie was blatantly checking you out.
Was it?
Yeah, it's like she's in school.
It was all like...
It's all wrong care.
Shut up, it's perfect.
She's fixed the nail.
Why don't you take it off? Show some skin.
No, you don't look that.
You look beautiful.
Oh, love my big lion friend.
Back downstairs, the friends are in the kitchen, chatting.
Yeah, it's not that bad, is it?
Another young man with a neatly trimmed beard comes in and slows when he spots Ashley. He goes over to get himself a drink, then turns to her.
Can I get you one?
Yeah, white wine, please.
White wine.
Ashley adjusts her hair as he brings the bottle over to her and pours her a drink, but he spills it.
Sorry. Don't put me off. Say when?
When?
What's your name?
Ashley.
I'm Reese.
They both glance at her friends.
I'll see you later, yeah?
Yeah, I'll see you later.
He walks off, shaking his head with an embarrassed smile. Day two, at a shopping centre.
I don't think I could, though. I'd get so embarrassed.
Here he is.
I told you.
Yeah. Right. You're right, come on. Okay. Do I look all right?
Are you sure?
Yeah. I still think I look off.
Passing her on the escalators.
Ashley.
How are you? Yeah.
Oh, well, you're pretending like you don't recognize me. Hey, you look really nice.
Thanks.
Where are you going?
Nowhere special.
Well, wait down there, yeah? Wait down there for me.
Now the two of them are in a cafe.
So, do you go to college full-time?
I'm part-time, and I work in a clothes shop on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you going to do when you finish your course?
Work for someone else for a bit. I kind of want to own my own salon by the time I'm 25. I love it. I don't know, people just say it's nails or whatever, but I don't know, I kind of think it's more than that.
How do you mean?
Well, you're there for your clients when they get married and have babies and get divorced. I guess that's why they call it beauty therapy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They both smile nervously.
So what about you? I mean, yeah, what do you do?
Well, right now I'm breeding dogs.
What sort of dogs?
Staffordshire Bull Terriers.
Okay.
It's not like that. You know, they're all Kennel Club registered. But that's just for now, though. I mean, long term, I want to get into property development. You know, like buying property, doing them up, selling them and that.
Wow, that's really cool.
He steals a French fry from her plate. Later, she's on the phone in her room.
I told him about my salon. He said he was interested in nails.
I know!
Oh, he's got these eyes and he just looks at me.
I know what eyes are for, you cheeky cow.
Oh, it's the way he looks at me. You know, he really gets me, listens. So lovely, so lovely.
No, he's a gentleman. It's different.
Oh, it feels different. Yeah, I am. I'm really, really happy. I'm really, really happy.
Ashley and Reese are in a nightclub with some friends.
Sabrina! Amaze!
What, don't you see?
Yeah.
All right, hold up, I'll be back, yeah? Can I get you a drink?
Sparkling white wine, please.
Yeah, and you?
Rum and Coke, please.
Cool. Anyone else?
Same.
Has anyone got any money? I'm just screwing around.
Reese looks back at Ashley from the bar and smiles warmly at her. Sometime later, they're all sitting chatting together, when Reese notices that one of Ashley's shoulder straps has fallen, so he gently pulls it back up into place. They dance happily together, then move closer to one another, their lips almost touching. Later, they're in a bedroom, and Reese fumbles with the clasp on her bra. She kisses him, then slides her bra off.
Oh my God, you're so beautiful.
He strips off his shirt and leans into her chest. Now he's on top of her as they make love. As they lie together, he kisses her gently and strokes her skin with a small white feather.
I saw you before, you know.
You mean before the party?
Yeah, you were in a clothes shop window. And you were dressing a dummy. And I thought you were so beautiful.
So why didn't you come in?
I knew I'd see you again.
How did you know that?
I just did. It's fate.
Can I tell you something? And you promise you won't laugh. On the way to the party, I wish that love would come into my life.
And I heard you, didn't I?
He drops her home in his car. She's left her phone behind.
You got a text?
Reese.
I just want to see who my competition is.
Reese, give me it.
Who's Mick?
Reese, come on, give me it. Give me the phone.
Hey, look, come on. Hey, come on. I was only playing.
I can't believe you don't trust me.
Well, I do trust you. It's the other guys I don't trust. I mean, look at you. But I don't want to lose you.
You're not going to lose me.
Hey!
She comes back.
So who's Mick?
It's Michaela, you dickhead.
As she makes her way into her house, he turns his eyes to the front and frowns a little. Up in her bedroom, she slips off her coat and drops down onto the end of the bed, looking at her reflection with an excited smile. Three months. Ashley's in a bathroom, quietly sobbing.
Ash, I'm coming in. What's it say?
At Reese's.
Reese, please, can we just talk about this?
Talk
please.
About what? You made your decision.
I don't know what I think. I'm only 17 and I'm still at college.
Ashley, you just tell me you're having my baby. Okay, so I got a picture of my head of you, me, our family. I didn't even know I wanted that till you said it, and now I can't get that picture out of my head. Ashley, is this really because of college?
Only 17.
I'll look after the baby while you're at college. I'll look after you. Ashley, I love you, Jones. And I love our baby. And I swear I'll never leave you.
He holds her close. Now Ashley's with her mum.
I'm not a child, Mum.
Her mum folds her arms.
It's what we want. We want to be a family. And I love him.
You don't even know him.
I don't want to fall out with you.
Come on, we're not going to fall out. I just want you to think about your options, that's all.
I will, Mum. I promise.
Reese has two baby grows.
Surprise.
Oh!
Do you like it?
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, little baby clothes.
6 months.
But we're going to be a family. I mean, surely a family live together.
Why do we need to do what everyone else does?
That's what normal people do, Reese. I don't understand why I can't just move in here with you.
I told you, it's not that kind of place.
Well, why isn't it?
You can't have a baby there, right? Not with the dogs, it's not safe.
Okay, why don't you just get rid of the dogs?
My dogs are my dogs.
Getting your baby's your baby.
Reese grabs some shopping from the back of the car and storms inside, leaving Ashley behind. She's sitting on the sofa watching TV while a little dog barks angrily at her, and she flinches at each bark. She goes through to another room where Reese is lifting weights. His upper body is shimmering with sweat as she stands before him.
So what am I supposed to say when people ask why we're not living together?
So it's got nothing to do with him.
And what about my mum?
What about
her? Am I supposed to say that to her too?
He doesn't answer.
So we're not even going to have a conversation about this then? Reese, we have a baby on the way. You do realise that, yeah? But we need to make plans. Reese.
Rocco!
She frowns and looks away a little, stung by his outburst.
Reese, why can you not be a grown-up about this? I mean, you told me you were totally committed to me and our baby. God, you know what? You're more worried about your shit about your
future. I'm tired to you for life! How much more commitment do you fucking want?
He's grabbed her by the hair and slammed her against the wall. She's left sitting on the floor, breathing hard, a look of utter horror and confusion on her face. Her head is tilted towards the wall, and her hand is at her ear. As she looks up at him, he swallows hard and sways from side to side. He covers his face.
Ashley. Fuck, I'm so sorry. Ash, I'm so... Ash.
Get off me! Ash. Get off me!
I'm so sorry. I swear I'll never do it again.
Yeah, no, you
I
won't. Swear I'll never
do it. Pulling on her coat, she hurries off down the street, trying to contain her emotions. She's breathing heavily, and tears are rolling down her cheeks. Then she comes to a halt. With a furrowed brow, she stands still for a long moment, turning her head a little in the direction of Reese's house. Slowly, she turns. She walks back towards his house. He's sitting on the edge of the front lawn, his head hanging down, hands on either side of it. When she drops down onto the front step, he puts his head in her lap and sobs.
I couldn't leave him. Not just because of a single moment. This is the man who tells me I'm beautiful. The man who loves me, the father of my child. He's the man in front of me crying like a boy at the fear of losing me.
I'll never hurt you again.
I went back because of everything good that came before this day and the hope that the years to come would be the same.
Forgive me.
3 years. A toddler's doing some drawing.
Yeah, so I'm wearing like a sheer black top with a skinny top under it and black tights, black skirt, probably some heels. Right here. Yeah, see you later.
Reese lets himself into the house as Ashley puts on some earrings.
Babe, I thought you said you were coming an hour ago.
Are those clean?
No, I folded up dirty ones.
He gives the little girl a kiss.
Is that what Mummy's wearing?
What's wrong with it?
He glares at Ashley.
Okay.
You got them on upside down. You got them upside down. Don't let me do this. Can I have a word? Look at that.
Upstairs, Ashley takes off the sheer top, revealing a large, angry bruise running down her back. She pulls on a baggy grey top and goes back to the living room.
Can I have my purse, please?
Who'd you go for a pizza with?
Work, I told you.
Who'd you go for a coffee with?
Prince Harry.
You're funny. Who was it, though?
My mum asked her.
And look, I'm taking this for a doll's ass.
But that was for tonight.
Yeah, but we said we split the cost.
Well, do you really need it right now?
Got money for pizza and coffee. Pay me back Friday.
She reaches for the cash, but he snatches it away from her, pointing to his lips. She leans in and gives him a kiss. Then he hands her the purse and the money. At a club, she's changed back into the sheer top. She comes to stand next to Sabrina in front of the mirror.
You shouldn't have to do that, you know.
I'm out, Anna. Come on, let's get a drink.
They go into the packed club, passing Jamie.
You
all
right, Jamie?
Still crying every morning, wishing you were with me.
You'd be crying more if you saw what I look like in the morning.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, my God! Congratulations! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Oh, it's so beautiful! It's amazing! Where'd you buy it?
Do you know that pound stretcher in the Broadmoor Centre?
Jones, yeah.
The really expensive jewellers next to that.
Oh, thank you. It'll be you next.
Reese is sitting with Jasmine on his lap while he logs into Ashley's account on a social networking site. At the club, Ashley's lost in the music on the dance floor. Reese scrolls through messages from her friends.
Strictly means you don't play around. Last morning. Last morning, should we get her back? We'll get her back. We press that one there. Use that. I can't get her out of my
mind. Wow. Ashley smiles to herself as she moves to the music. Sometime later, her mobile phone lights up on a table in the club, showing that Reese is calling. She turns from her friend, and her smile fades when she realizes who the call is from. He calls again. Sometime later, she lets herself into her house and glances up the stairs. Waiting a moment, she steps quietly along the hall and leans down to take off her shoes. Reese appears in a doorway.
You had a late night?
She looks up at him with fear in her eyes and backs away as he steps closer to her. He gently lifts her hand and kisses it.
I missed you.
Leaning in, he kisses her, then pulls her close. She seems uncomfortable as he holds her tightly. 3 years, 3 months. A sunny day. And Reese and Ashley are putting colourful flower stickers on the pink walls of Jasmine's bedroom.
There were good times too, when we felt like a normal family. But I could only ever feel what he wanted me to feel. I could only be happy if he was.
Ta-da! Is that great or what?
It's like a pixie forest.
Yeah?
For you, little princess.
I'm
Zachy. Yeah?
A gift bag.
What's that?
Want to open it?
Hello, you.
A phone! Thank you, baby.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah?
Now she's at work.
would. You definitely would.
Who's your message from?
Oh, it's nothing. Just take a picture quickly.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Send me a photo. Where are you? Hey, baby, send me a photo. I want to see where you are, what you're doing. If I ask you for a picture, you send me one. If you don't, it's because you're doing something.
So tell me what you're doing. Oh, why'd you stop?
Because the battery runs out. Release.
Don't you lie to me. You turned it off, didn't you? Why'd you turn it off? Why'd you turn it off?
It's got a battery, Reese. It runs out.
Bullshit, you turned it off because you were with someone. Who was it? Who were you with? Who were you with?
Ridiculous.
I'm being ridiculous. Why are you doing this to me, huh?
No,
you like taking a piss out of me. You like taking a piss out of me. You lie, it's fine.
You're scaring the baby.
In her bedroom, Jasmine looks up from her storybook. A neighbour arrives home, hears the noise, and pulls out her phone.
Police. We were just an argument on the phone.
Who are you arguing with?
My boyfriend.
How did you get that bruise on your face?
Yesterday, I was, you know, dressing my daughter and she jerked her head back.
Where's your boyfriend now?
I don't know. It's flat, probably.
Where's his flat?
Radford.
Right, thanks a lot.
The male officer leaves.
Miss Jones, if you feel threatened in any way by anyone, we can help you.
I don't. Right, honestly, I'm fine. It was just an argument on the phone.
The female police officer holds Ashley's gaze for a long moment, then nods before leaving to join her colleague. Ashley looks upset and glances round the street before turning and shutting the door. Reese is waiting in the living room, and as he joins her in the hall, she leans against his chest and wraps her arms around him. He lets out a big sigh.
We've got to stop doing this.
Applying concealer to her face.
It was never his fault. At best, he said it was us. But most of the time, it was me. But I'd provoked him. I'd hurt him. I'd pushed him to his limit. So I believed him.
Yeah, but everyone has fights. It's normal.
Yeah. Does he ever hit you, though?
No, not really. To be honest, I'm the violent one.
Do you hit him?
Only if he deserves it.
Yeah, but me and Reese, we do have some really crazy fights.
Yeah, but it's just because you're passionate, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't go out with someone if they were boring. Could you?
No. I need someone with something about them. No time for boring.
Oh, I don't mind if I get that. It's probably Reese.
She lets him in.
Hi. Hi, Reese. You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright, thank you.
Yeah. Been putting the world to rights, haven't we, Ash?
Yeah, the world is now officially sorted.
He mouths, "Hurry the fuck up."
Tell you what, your missus is well talented. Come and have a look at these. Are those amazing or what? Shit.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God, it's such a mess. No, don't do that. I'll get on your nails.
I'll wait in the car.
Are you annoyed? I'm
so sorry. Of course I'm
annoyed.
I mean,
I can do it for free. Please don't be mad.
The woman gets up from the table. Now a girl's night.
One out of ten.
What?
It's no way a bloke could know that was fake.
I thought you were having a stroke.
Come on, Ash.
Come on, Ash, come on.
Yours.
Come on.
Girl.
Come on.
Come on.
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
dressed as a cheerleader, while at home, Reese is looking at her social networking page. A young woman in just a t-shirt comes over and gives him a kiss.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Doesn't look like nothing.
She wanders off, and as he swigs a beer, he opens the webpage again. At the party, Ashley and each of her friends take a condom from a bowl. Ashley takes a sniff of hers.
What are you doing?
Putting on the internet.
Oh, that's so
tight.
No, we've got to delete that now.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, just take it off!
You've got to take
it off. Yeah, take it off, yeah!
You've got to take that down.
Okay.
Just take it off.
Okay, I've deleted it.
Sabrina follows Ashley to a bedroom and finds her stripping off the cheerleader top.
Are you all right?
My God, Ashley.
Sabrina's spotted a massive bruise, and Ashley turns to her with tears in her eyes. She lifts the cheerleading skirt to reveal another.
Babe.
Sabrina starts to cry. Ashley takes a seat next to her on the bed, and Sabrina reaches for her hand. As Ashley covers her eyes, Sabrina pulls her close, and after a few moments, Ashley reaches her arm up around Sabrina's neck for a hug. At Ashley's, Reese is in the kitchen with Jasmine.
Simple as that.
Why isn't it? Beats the crap out of you. If you did that to someone in the street, you'd go to jail.
Jasmine's made princess cupcakes, haven't you, baby? Oh,
thank you, baby. They are so beautiful.
How about we go back in the kitchen and put more sprinkles on, yeah? Yeah, come on in.
He mouths, "I love you," to Ashley before going back into the kitchen.
Jasmine, I mean, she loves him to bits.
She really wanted to grow up thinking that this is normal.
Well, I'm a good mum. She doesn't see anything, it's not...
Oh, come on, Ash. She's in the house.
I know how it looks, but it's not like... I mean, most of the time I'm starting it, I'll wind him up, I hit him too.
I'm sorry, no.
Reese glances over at them from the kitchen with a worried expression.
You can come and stay with me.
Is that good?
Please. I'll look after you.
Ashley thinks for a moment, as if she's about to say something, then shakes her head. Tears roll down Sabrina's face.
I love you so much. I won't be able to stand it if you stay. Sabrina, I'm so sorry.
Bye, Sabrina.
Ashley stands up to give Sabrina a hug. Sometime later, Ashley's sitting on the sofa, crying, and looking in a state of shock. Her shoulders are slumped, her brow is furrowed, and her face is streaked with tears. Now she's absent-mindedly making two hot drinks. As she spoons sugar into one of them, a phone buzzes on the kitchen counter. She picks it up, then marches into the living room where Reese is lying on the sofa.
Who's Kim?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Well, I know who she is right now.
Well, she's no one, all right?
If she's nobody, then why are you fucking her?
He sits up, rubbing his head.
You're sick, you know that?
I'm sick.
I'm getting so tired of this shit.
Don't change the subject.
I do everything for you.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I babysit all the time so you can go out.
It's not babysitting if it's your own daughter.
Do I babysit Jazz so you can go out, yes or no?
I'm not talking about...
Yes or no? Look, sit down. Baby, sit down.
She sits down beside him with a defeated air.
Do I give you money? Ash, do I give you money, yes or no?
She nods.
Yeah. You know, I buy you things. I drive you around, I treat you like a princess. And what do? You accuse me. You accuse me. This could have been anything. Anything. And how do you think that makes me feel? You think that makes me feel good? Because it don't make me feel good. I don't understand why you keep doing this to me. I don't understand why you keep doing it to yourself.
He continues to talk to her, but she can't seem to hear him. A tear rolls down her cheek. Reese's fist is clenched.
Jones, I love you. Ashley, I love you. Yeah. I love you. You know that?
She's imagined herself screaming.
Sorry.
Is this about your weight? Because if it's making you that insecure, then you should really do something about it. Yeah. I love you.
Snot drips down her top lip from each of her nostrils, and as he gets up to leave the room, she wipes it away. Another day, and Kim comes out of Reese's house with a bag of rubbish. As she drops it in the bin, she looks up to find Ashley standing on the street watching her. With a defiant expression, Kim steps out a little, and Ashley leaves with Jasmine in the buggy. Now she's at work, and Reese strides up to her while she's dealing with some customers.
Yeah, I think the sequins like add lovers.
Yeah, it's nice because it's not like quite like proper going out. But...
Yeah, but it's still like you still got like
Ashley.
Yeah. Mate, fuck up, man.
All right, all right.
Yes, please, no.
Now, it's my best. I've got nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with you. I told you, didn't I? Now what I tell you? Now what I tell you? Put your fucking hands down. Huh? I told you, didn't I? You stay out of my business. Nothing to do with you. Talk to the police! You are fucking dead!
He's leaving the shop now. Oh my god. Oh my god, Ashley! She's bleeding really badly. No, she's still breathing. Are you okay, Ashley? Please just tell him to hurry.
It's over. It's fucking over.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's fucking over.
It's okay, he's gone. It's okay.
She's lying on the floor of a changing room, her face bloody and bruised. I'm breathing. Now sunlight shines down on Ashley and Lauren as they jump up and down on a trampoline. Sitting on the grass of a garden with her friends Jasmine and her mum, Ashley smiles happily and gentle bubbles float around them. She takes Jasmine on the trampoline. Later, she and Lauren are lying in bed.
Please don't take him back this time, Ash. You know he's never going to change.
I know. It's just sad. Because I always wanted all my babies to have the same daddy. You know what I mean? He's a good dad to Jasmine.
Look at you, Ash. A good dad would not do that. You're so beautiful, Ashley. You could have someone who really, really loved you. And Jazz.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Really, really.
Ashley rolls over a little and stares up at the ceiling. Later, she's clicking on her social networking page. She's got a friend request from Jamie, and she moves the cursor a little, the glow from the laptop illuminating the fading bruises on her face. She shuts the computer. 3 years, 8 months.
Reese, what?
Wait, don't hang up, I just want to talk.
Where are you?
In town. Look, I want to speak about Jasmine.
She's fine.
I miss her. I miss you. It's been ages. Look, I know we're not together, but can we spend time together with Jasmine? For her?
I don't know.
Look, think of Jazz. She needs her dad too. I know you want space. Ash, can you at least answer me? Ashley.
At the shop.
His clothing. Hello? Hello?
At home, Ashley stands at the oven, leaning against the worktop. She lets out a sigh, then grabs her phone.
Stop calling, all right? I'm turning it off.
Leaning on the worktop once more, she hangs her head.
Hey, Mike, open the door. I want to see my daughter.
Yeah, he's not gone. Baby, please,
Jasmine.
Please, can you just go Jasmine. Back to bed for
a
second?
Is that you, baby? Daddy wants to come in and see you.
I'm going to go to bed. Come on.
I want to see my daughter. Jasmine. Hey, is that you, baby? Is that you, baby? Daddy wants to come in and see you. Jasmine. Is that you, baby?
Can you not hear me at all, please? I need someone to come here now.
Open the door. I just want to... Have you called the police on me? You called the police on me, you bitch! You're a bitch, Ashley! You hear me?
She's sitting on the stairs in her pyjamas in the semi-darkness, and as his pounding at the door stops, she lets the phone slowly drop to her shoulder.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, go.
Come on, girls! Hurry up!
It's the hen night of Ashley's friend Esther, and the gang are each dressed in a little black number with a pink sash. Esther has a veil on. In a club, they knock back shots, and Sabrina seductively peels a banana. Esther and a man sitting with her eat the banana from opposite ends.
She called Jay Bear.
What?
Yeah, why not?
He's been into you since, like, forever. I bet he'd come tonight if you asked him.
I can't. Lauren, what are you doing?
Texting him.
Right, give me that. I'll do it myself.
Jamie arrives at the club and searches the crowds for Ashley, who's chatting to someone at the bar. She makes her excuses and goes to join Jamie. While her friends dance drunkenly, Ashley sits at a table with Jamie, chatting happily. He holds her hand, toying with it. And later, while her friends stagger along a hotel corridor, in one of the rooms, Jamie and Ashley are lying in bed together. He's staring at her.
When we get back, should we go out and watch a film or something?
He lowers his gaze.
Don't worry, it's just only a film.
She gets up and slips on her top.
Ash, you know I like you, but Reese won't let this happen, will he?
But we're not together anymore.
How many times has he phoned you today? I saw your phone, he still thinks you're together.
It's my life, it's not up to him.
I'm sorry.
Daylight, and the group of friends are waiting outside the hotel. Ashley's phone goes off, and she reaches into her handbag to look at it. While the others talk happily, she takes a seat on her suitcase, a little way away from them. Now she's at home, writing out a card which reads congratulations.
Hey, I bought just some trainers.
She sighs.
Just leave them on the step.
No, I'm not going to leave them there because it costs 60 quid. Look, open the door, yeah? I got something to tell you. Look, I've started anger management classes. I want to change, Ash. And I want to be better. For you and Jazz.
He's at the window, and she looks away.
Is this because you met someone else?
Just fuck off! Fucking leave me alone! Just fuck off!
She wrenches the curtains closed.
Look, please, baby. I just want to talk to you. I know I've hurt you. I love you, Jones. I can't live without you.
She looks exhausted.
I'm never gonna let you go. Yeah? You know that, didn't you, baby? Because we belong together.
You know that. I'm outside
never,
again.
Ever gonna
don't
let you go.
Door, Ash. Don't listen to him.
Just open the door.
Ashley, call the police.
Open the door! Please, I didn't mean to shout.
Ash, you still there, babe?
I didn't
Ashley,
mean to shout,
me.
Please.
Ashley, what's happening? Ashley!
She throws the phone to one side.
Yeah, I just want to talk to you. Yeah, I don't know you want to talk to me. Please, I know you want to talk to me.
Stepping away from the window, Ashley starts to dance, swaying from side to side, then lifting her arms into the air. Her eyes are half closed, as if hypnotized by the music in her head.
How many times could I tell him to go? How many times could I call the police? How many times would I have to give up exhausted and let him back in? With every punch, every bruise, every word, he destroyed the last thing I held on to. Hope. And without hope, I was nothing. He made me nothing.
We're never gonna find what we got with anyone else. You know that, don't you, baby? We're together now. That will never change because it was meant to be. You're gonna be my wife. I love you, Jones.
He's given her a ring, and now they're in bed together.
Oh, I love you, Ash. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Let's start fresh, Ash. Yeah, clean slate. So has there been anyone?
No.
Are you sure? You were on a break.
Yeah.
What about when you went to Leicester?
He frowns a little, lying behind her in bed.
We were on a break, so I'm not going to get angry, but I need to know so we can draw a line under it.
I told you. Nothing happened.
She rolls over to face him.
Why would I want anyone else when I've got you?
Kissing him, she reaches down under the covers.
Why would I want anyone else?
And I said, well, I'm not going to come with you if you want to.
Hello.
All right, well, let's have a look at it then.
Very nice. Right, so what are we having then?
I think I'll have a 69.
Oh, will
ya? Give me a drink first.
Well, I've got to get into my swimming costume. No carbs.
Oh, we're going to Ibiza.
What if they play that song? I won't be.
I think it'll be classier than that.
Really?
Maybe not.
Ashley smiles, but she seems numb to their chatter. Meanwhile, Reese is in a club, and he puts his arm around a young woman at the bar. She's not interested, and he tuts, swigging his beer. Outside the restaurant.
Why didn't you bring a coat, you nutter?
I know, I'm freezing.
I wish we could stay out longer.
Next time, eh? You all right getting home?
Yeah, of course.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. Wait. Where's my hug?
The other two race over to her, and they have a group hug. Ashley's smile fades when she watches them walk off together, arm in arm. She hugs her cardigan round her, as if glued to the spot. Reese grabs another young woman at the nightclub.
So you know Ashley, my girlfriend, yeah?
Who?
Ashley, my girlfriend, you know her? Nah, she fucked someone in Leicester. All right, so who was it? Who she fucked? Hey, who's she... Wait, come here. Come here, I'm talking to... Stupid slag.
Ashley's arrived home and goes into Jasmine's room.
Jasmine. Jasmine. Come on, we have a cuddle. Yeah? Come on, baby. Hey, baby. Oh. Yeah. You're right, babe. Yeah.
Later, she's asleep in bed when Reese arrives home.
Baby. Baby, you awake? Baby.
Are you awake? I just want to know his name.
Did he talk to you first, or did you talk to him?
Answer me, come on. I know you're awake.
He talked to me.
What did he say?
He said, Aya.
And what did you say?
I said, Aya back.
All your mates saw this going on.
There was nothing going on.
Did he touch her?
No.
What'd you talk about?
Oh, Reese, I don't remember.
Did you fuck him?
No, no.
Did you sleep with him?
No, I just said no.
Stop lying. Tell me the truth. Did you fuck him?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Are you happy now? Yeah, I did.
Straddling her, he punches her again and again.
Bianca! Bianca!
Jasmine's awake and slides down from her bed before walking along the hallway. She stands in the doorway to Ashley's bedroom. A pillow's split and the room is filled with feathers. Ashley's on the floor now by the bed, and Reese pummels and stamps on her. Dropping down, he spots Jasmine.
No, baby. It's okay, baby. Let's get you back to bed. Come on.
He puts her on her bed. In the bedroom, he's grabbed a folded-up ironing board and slams the point of it down on Ashley over and over again.
This is the end of my story. The journey has not been straightforward. It's not about weakness or strength. It began and ended when I fell in love. But this was not a love story.
Ashley lay dying for 2 hours before an ambulance was called. She died soon after reaching hospital. Reese was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. His minimum sentence was increased from 15 to 20 years on appeal because the attack was so brutal. The use of an ironing board as a weapon was a contributing factor. 4 years. It took 4 years for Ashley to die. In that time, at least 229 other women in Britain were murdered as a result of domestic violence.